Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG tonight for this day of celebration, the Johnny Depp Day. Amazing. Johnny Depp has won where I thought you couldn't win. I thought this was in the bag for Amber Heard because I suspected there would be some SJW juries or some juries that are hateful to men and that can take anything from a woman. But I was wrong, and some people were saying, Jeff, you were wrong. Your take has aged like milk. Wait a minute. I'm super happy that I was wrong. Super happy that that there is a pushback against basically the Me Too movement and a formal one. I don't think it's going to be resolving the issue of female violence, female abuse, and even the issue of defamation. This will keep going. But I think that it's going to create an environment where there is a little more fear, especially for single individuals to come out and seek publicity as victims of a specific act of abuse. In this case, it's quite stunning because I expected that the various videos of Johnny Depp would be interpreted by the jury as sufficient to declare that Johnny Depp abused Amber Heard. And I don't think the jury necessarily said this is not true, but the jury decided probably to take the words sexualized violence and these words that were used by Amber Heard. Now, her lawyer team was saying, well, it's the journalistic outlet that chose the title. Doesn't matter. Amber Heard posted it on her social media without contesting it. So as far as I'm concerned, yes, it was her statement. Like if there's a newspaper part about me and I tweet it or I gab it and I say nothing, like, hey guys, this is fully wrong. Then it's like I endorse what is being said, or if I don't push back or say something, it becomes my statement in a certain way. Pineapple Platypotamus says, Amber Heard needs to stop talking and listen more. Yes. Well, that's what a lot of women... Amber Heard is a very specific diagnosis. That's what a lot of women need to do. I don't think it's going to happen, though. VLMNX on Discord, on our Discord server, by the way, you should join our Discord server. As Forex Shark once pointed out, it's filled with intelligent people. It's amazing how across the years we've gained and lost members, but whatever stays there is a nucleus of extremely intelligent people. And that is so great because VLMNX, I think, has the best take on this. He says, outside of technicalities and on a broader spectrum, which is actually what will remain and what Heard tries to harness with her Bad for All Women skit, Depp's win is nice, I guess, but not that important in the sense that it won't transfer into a victory for men. I don't doubt an instant that the bias against men will remain exactly the same. It's a one-off case. Good thing is that she is toast. She will forever be remembered as Amber Third. Now, Amber Third. Now, and that's that. Could even be argued that a loss for Depp would have done more for men, in quotation mark. Public outrage is better for undermining institutions than the occasional win, acting as a release valve but keeping the engine running. This case has also shown the maximum amount of feminine evil this system can absorb without breaking. That is true. We've seen so, you know, in a way, Amber Heard ends up with being found liable for defamation. But she isn't in jail. I mean, how many men have caused less abuse in their relationship than Amber Heard and are in jail right now? So that's the double standard that still remains. I mean, she will have to pay 15 million minus 2 million, because the jury find also, and this is being presented by the mainstream media as the jury finds both Johnny Depp and Amber Heard guilty of liable for defamation. Presenting it that neutral way is actually very biased, because the supposed defamatory statement of Johnny Depp that the jury retained as defamatory is a statement by his attorney, where his attorney was loose. He tried to make a narrative story when speaking to the media, and he loosely said, you know, this is what happened. Amber Heard and her friend started acting in between one another, and they made up the story and they practiced it, and then they repeated it to the police, and that's what has been happening. It's an acting skit. So that apparently would be defamatory from the perspective of the jury. So it's quite interesting. The jury is telling us, no, she didn't make up her story, but yes, she. You saying that she made up the story is defamation. Okay, and Johnny Depp is responsible for $2 million for this. But her saying that she was the victim of sexualized violence is also defamation, because Johnny Depp didn't rape her. That's basically what it is. So you have a balance of things here playing out. You have the jury saying, we won't take bullshit from either side. But in the end, with the $15 million, Johnny Depp is the great winner of this case. Lodazal says she got $7 million in the divorce. Johnny was awarded $8.35 million today. I didn't see $8.35. I've seen $15 million. But it may be that, I don't know, maybe it's got reduced by the judge later. But I've seen $5 million for each of the counts, and there were 3 counts. So that would sum up to $15 million. Where does your 8.35 come from? I'm wondering about this. Dapting Thomas says, Jeff, I don't think Depp was motivated to win the trial. It was all about winning back public support. Remember that he lost at least 2 major movie roles, both Harry Potter and the Pirates. Yes, I agree with you, but to win back the public support, he had to win the trial. I mean, of course, there would be a bunch of fans who would always say, you know, Johnny was the victim of an injustice, but to really win the public space back, he had to win the trial. And he's winning in a way that is actually amazing. He's winning a unanimous jury decision. There wasn't a single LGBT activist in there saying, nah, I don't want any of this. Johnny Depp is guilty and she did nothing wrong. Amazing. Amazing that there wasn't a single one. It's great. It's great, but it's not. Fractal Man says it is an LA jury. So, yeah. So I guess what? So it's a LA jury. So what? They are what? Hollywood people. They cared a lot about the expert testimony of the Hollywood experts with that were coming in fantastic suits and whatever. Maybe that impressed them. I don't know. But perhaps they also have a conception of the value, the true value of celebrity. And they certainly understood that Johnny Depp, you know, was dragged through the mud in a way that he didn't deserve. And that played a lot, I think. I think they had the measure of, okay, here we have a man whose reputation is everything, because there's not a single big movie that will want of a man who's legitimately accused of sexual assault. But in this case, there was no sexual assault. So I guess the jury did this rational process of saying, what did Amber Heard actually mean when she said sexualized violence? And it has to be the case, if you want to interpret this decision rationally, it has to be the case that the jury concluded she basically said Johnny Depp raped her and he didn't rape her. And I like that this case attacks a tactic of the Me Too movement, which is loose allegations. Loose allegations, and you know the way women will use indirect language to make people believe the worst when they cannot really make a case for the worst? That's what happened here. La Dazzle says 5 million punitive damage capped at 350k plus 10 million compensatory minus 2 million compensatory for Amber. Okay, so if you make the calculation that the judge then has capped because of the law doesn't allow more than 350k punitive damage, so that took the 5 mil and it put it down to 350k. The compensatory, which is basically it's the difference between compensatory damage is and punitive damage, is the compensatory is meant to repair the hurt to the reputation of Johnny Depp. So the jury is saying Johnny Depp lost business for the equivalent of $10 million. And then the jury is saying we're going to add punitive damage. Punitive damage is just to say, well, you didn't hurt him for more money than this, but don't do it again. The punitive component is meant to depress future people to do that kind of behavior, because or else it induces a lot of cost in society. So then the 15 million figure is down to, and then you remove the 2 million that he loses to the defamation because of his lawyer's loose wordings, and you end up with 8.5 million. But still, it's a big win. Net 8.5 million, and it puts Amber Heard in a certain degree of trouble. I don't know if she'll have the liquidity to pay this. I don't know if it will cause perhaps the sale of assets. I don't think Amber Heard will be living a life in poverty, but I think it's going to give a hit. I mean, you cannot remove 8.35 million from someone, and everything is good. And on top of it, I'm guessing that she will have to pay some amount of her own lawyer time. So Vice News is absolutely triggered by the win. Breaking: after a jury heard a string of texts from Johnny Depp saying he wanted to burn Amber Heard and that he would fuck her burnt corpse to make sure she is dead, they decided Heard defamed Depp and acted with malice. This is such a triggered tweet. You gotta love this. No matter what was your take on the trial, you have to love it that the leftists are triggered. Of course, they're still in the mindset. See, the jury is more evolved than Vice News. The jury said, look, these statements about burning Amber Heard as a witch were a joke. They were a joke sent by Johnny Depp to one of his friends. It was part of probably the artistic personality of Johnny Depp, you know. He obviously didn't want to burn her. And it was at a time, I believe it was before even the relationship began and the abuse began. So of course it shows a bizarre personality of Johnny Depp, but does it mean that he commits sexualized violence? Well, the jury decided that it doesn't. That was the statement of Amber Heard. So the statement of Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp was not present at the trial, at the announcement, so that's great. He was just chilling elsewhere and relaxing, while Amber Heard was physically present to hear the terrible news that she lost basically on every count. And her statement is, I'm heartbroken that the mountain of evidence still was not enough to stand up to the disproportionate power, influence, and sway of my ex-husband, Heard said. I'm even more disappointed with what this verdict means for other women. So she plays the power politics kind of game. I lost because of influence and power. Maybe she did. Maybe it played in the head of the jury. But in the end, she had a trial, and she had the opportunity to counter every point. And I don't think that she countered them well. I think she should have perhaps spent more time, rather than being emotional and personal in her storytelling, she might have spent a little more technical time. She might have spent more time explaining to the jury, what did I mean by sexualized violence? But of course, the strategy on her side was to deny that they had written the title at all. And so that didn't catch with the jury. The jury said, "Oh, well, you posted it on your social media. That's good enough for us." Because there was a specific question to the jury: was it Amber Heard's statement? And they decided yes, it was her statement. So functionally, for the person receiving this, the reader was interpreting it as Amber Heard's statement, and she said nothing to retract that statement or to say, hey, I've been titled against my will, this is not true. I think she could have spent more time explaining, well, the sexualized violence is when my friend showed me the burned corpse comment that he had done. Maybe she could have grabbed something like this. But this is also a case where the technicalities of the judicial rules don't apply that hard. It's more the emotion of the jury. And this is exactly the kind of case where perhaps a judge would have found not liable, because judges are extremely hesitant at finding someone who uses their free speech to be liable for it. And Amber Heard is also commenting in her response to the jury findings by saying that I've lost a right, I've lost the right of free speech. Well, yes, in a way she lost the ability to imply false things with her speech. And there should be so much more of this, there should be so much more shutting down of these lies and these false allegations. Unfortunately, we'll have to just celebrate this small victory of today. Johnny Depp statement: 6 years ago, my life, the life of my children, the lives of those closest to me, and also the lives of the people who for many, many years have supported and believed in me, were forever changed. All in the blink of an eye. False, very serious, and criminal allegations were levied at me via the media, which triggered an endless barrage of hateful content, although no charges were ever brought against me. It had traveled around the world twice within a nanosecond, and it had a seismic impact of my life and career, on my life and career. And 6 years later, the jury just gave me my life back. I am truly humbled. My decision to pursue this case, knowing very well the height of the legal hurdles that I would be facing and the inevitable worldwide spectacle into my life, was only made after considerable thought. From the very beginning, the goal of bringing this case was to reveal the truth, regardless of the outcome. Speaking the truth was something that I owed to my children and to all those who have remained steadfast in their support of me. I feel at peace knowing I have finally accomplished that. I am and have been overwhelmed by the outpouring of love and the colossal support and kindness from around the world. I hope that my quest to have the truth be told will have helped other men or women who have found themselves in my situation, and that those supporting them never give up. I also hope that the position will now return to innocent until proven guilty, both within the courts and in the media. I wish to acknowledge the noble work of the judge, the jurors, the court staff, and the sheriffs who have sacrificed their own time to get to this point, and to my diligent and unwavering legal team who did an extraordinary job in helping me to share the truth. The best is yet to come, and a new chapter has finally begun. Veritas numquam perit. Okay, very great. I don't know if he's going to be back immediately to a super career. I don't know what will happen with the hiring in Hollywood, but yeah, when you read this, you realize it's a change of society, potentially. It's a change of outlook. To have, you know how we've had Britney Spears basically becoming a figure for the oppression of probate courts? Now we have Johnny Depp becoming a figure for false allegations. And it really doesn't matter what he's done and what he's not done. A jury found that he hasn't done as much as he was accused of. And so that is what matters. And the public was also sensitized to an important issue, which is female abuse in the couple. Because in the end, Johnny Depp was a bizarre guy who, you know, apparently snorts cocaine with with Marilyn Manson and does all sorts of crazy stuff. But he's probably an easy guy to deal with if you're not a crazy fucking bitch. And Amber Heard couldn't deal with this really laissez-faire libertarian type of guy. Of course, he's a degenerate, as people were telling me, Jeff. I don't know if I fully back Johnny Depp. I don't like the guy. Yes, of course, he lives a lifestyle that is an absolute degeneracy, and he's not mentally stable, clearly. But so be it. Let him be, and he doesn't seem to be a man of aggression, of constant aggression, if he doesn't find himself in a context where he's getting pulled by basically someone with bipolar or borderline personality disorder. HHNK says, Jeff, what do you think about the handgun ban in Canada? Well, I've been commenting on it yesterday. I mean, it's what you would expect from Canada. Gun rights in Canada have been, you know, handguns are subject to a 5-year X's right to terminate your right to handgun. So if I want a handgun, I need to list the phone numbers of all my exes for the next last 5 years. And any of them who says no, I don't get the gun. So that's how bad it is. Now they banned the handgun. Well, not surprised. There's no Second Amendment here. Of course, I'm against it. Hopefully there will be some rotation in the government and someone will restore access to handguns. In the much anticipated verdict in the Depp Heard trial, the jury awarded Depp $15 million in damages and Heard $2 million. And apparently the jury came out, I watched the whole thing, the jury came out with forms and they hadn't filled in the damages. And then the judge sent them back and said, you have to fill in all of the damages, how much is it? So apparently the decision on this number, $15 million, came in at the very last moment because they indicated the liability, the guilt, if you will, of defamation, but they hadn't filled in the awarded damages. So I guess it was the last thing they had to discuss. All right, Libs of TikTok says, Travis Air Force Base Library put an advisory warning on Dr. Seuss books because they might contain racist descriptions. So there's been a big attack on Dr. Seuss book. I have no idea about these books. I've never read them. Advisory to content. Older titles by Dr. Seuss in our library may contain inappropriate racist depictions and stereotypes and/or the negative depictions or mistreatment of people or cultures. Rather than remove this content, we want to acknowledge its harmful impact, learn from it, and spark conversation to create a more inclusive future together. Well, there you go. An alternative to censorship. But it's always been how the world was working. You shouldn't even have to put a warning. If you're a library, your job is to archive the knowledge of humanity and the memes that pass through the culture. And you shouldn't have to put a warning on it. I won't show this these images, but there's a Zero Hedge article about it. Hunter Biden, crackhead, MILF, and incest porn. Hunter Biden search history revealed. He texted a Pornhub link to dad. Hunter Biden fucked his late brother's wife. So basically, his brother had a wife. His brother dies. He fucks the wife. Her name was Ali. Now we learn that he was on Pornhub googling the term lonely widows. That is creepy. The guy's brother is dead and he's on Pornhub searching for lonely widows. That is disgusting. He was fantasizing about the idea of fucking women who have lost their males. But the lost males of that woman was his brother. Incest fantasies also he was searching. Well, I won't show the images because of course we see some more naked picture of Hunter Biden. All right, it's going to be the link to the Zero Hedge article will be in the description, but I'm not going to show it on screen. CDC director issues alert on Pfizer COVID-19 pill. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention director Rochelle Walensky warned that the Pfizer COVID-19 pill Paxlovid can lead to a rebound in symptoms. If you take Paxlovid, you might get symptoms again. We haven't yet seen anybody who has returned with symptoms needing to go to the hospital, so generally a milder course. I've always been extremely doubtful of the idea of a pill for addressing COVID. COVID is a viral infection. We've never had pills for addressing the flu. What is the mechanism of this pill? How does it kill COVID? I don't know. It seems that it may help it's kind of a boost for your system to, as a whole, defend better against the virus. In any case, it seems that if you stop it, suddenly the symptoms come back. Uvalde ISD police chief breaks silence. So we had the Uvalde chief who came out on the public space to basically correct the statements in the media that were indicating that he wasn't engaging with the investigation, that he wasn't responsive. He said, "That is false. I am responsive. I've been on the phone with the police every day and I'm cooperative." So that's that. He had a very bizarre turn of wording in his speech. He said, CNN says to him, "You have an opportunity to explain yourself to the parents." The chief of the police responds, "We're going to do that eventually, obviously." CNN says, "When?" And the chief says, "Whenever this is done and we let the families quit grieving, then we'll do that, obviously." The term shouldn't have been quit grieving here, because when you say quit doing this, quit doing that, you mean like you're annoying, please stop doing it. And of course, that's probably not what he meant. He most probably meant when the family is done grieving, or when the family has advanced through the grieving process. But to say, when they quit grieving, I will answer. That is not proper wording. In any case, I don't think it should be retained against him, because I think it's someone probably who didn't master the English language properly, and it led to an unfortunate wording. Ah, good water. It's been a while since I haven't drank water like this. Cold water from nature. Not mixed in with aspartame and the diet Pepsi components. It's great. If you would like to support the show, use the dollar button in Odyssey. Odyssey is my favorite platform for super chats. It is the right way to support the show. Alternatively, you can always use Entropy if you'd like to send questions and super chats. The link to Entropy is right in the description below the video. I wanted to show you my work of today. In terms of gardening, this is the nuclear option on weeds and herbs. I've decided to make my 3 rows of onions, and I've laid out landscape fabric all across. I covered the whole floor with landscape fabric. Then I made incisions in the landscape fabric precisely where I want to farm the onions, and then I covered the whole landscape fabric with wood chips. It is my hope that this is the final solution against weeds and herbs, keeping them from growing all the time and coming to ruin my beautiful rose. I hope that this will be good for many years. I don't know. It's experimental, but I made really just small incisions in the place that I expect the shoots from the onions to get out, and the rest is all covered and all kept below the wood chips and the landscape fabric. This is as good as it gets it in terms of gardening, in terms of anti-weed defense. Dead Star sends a super chat. He says, do you find praying mantis in your garden in Canada? I've not seen any praying mantis since we live in the north, but when I was young, there were a lot of praying mantis in the fields outside my home. So in Saint-Sophie, Quebec, plenty of praying mantis there. I think I was successful at capturing a few of them. It's a spectacular insect when you look at it from close. But no, I've not seen them where we are located right now. Looming price hikes on food set to hit Americans even harder this fall. In its effort to contain inflation, the Federal Reserve has launched what many expect to be an ongoing series of interest rate increases, which are already taking a toll on stock and housing markets, with job losses likely to follow. People don't realize what's fixing to hit them. They think it's tough right now. You give it until October, food prices are going to be double. I don't know. I don't know if this will keep increasing. I have no clue. You know, finding the peak of a depression or bad economic moment, very hard to do. Very hard to do. Facebook slumps after Sheryl Sandberg steps down as COO, just moments after Amber Heard was found guilty of defaming Johnny Depp with malice. The stock of Facebook, which bizarrely still calls itself Meta, at least until the company decides to change its name back to normal, tumbled on news that Sheryl Sandberg is stepping down as chief operating officer. Today I am sharing the news that after 14 years I will be leaving Meta. When I first met Mark, I was not really looking for a new job. I could have never predicted how meeting him would change my life. We were at a holiday party. Mark's belief that people would put their real selves online to connect with other people was so mesmerizing that we stood by that door and talked for the rest of the night, blah, blah, blah. Can you get to the point? I am beyond grateful to the thousands of brilliant, dedicated people at Meta, blah, blah, blah. The debate around social media has changed beyond recognition since those early days. To say it hasn't always been easy is an understatement, but it should be hard, blah, blah, blah. When I took this job in 2008, I hoped I would be in this role for 5 years. 14 years later, it is time for me to write the next chapter of my life. Okay, so basically she's saying nothing. So that's why you get a Facebook slump, I guess. It's people couldn't get to the end of her letter, but they thought, my God, there must be something in there. There must be some bad news here for Facebook. Forex Shark says, is it still possible to tip with crypto on Odyssey? Definitely. I think you'll get the LBC option. It's always there. Although, you know, LBC has been dropping in price. But whenever you tip LBC, I keep it in, I store it, and I will wait for a better price because I'm not going to sell my LBC stack at 1 cent an NBC. You gotta bring this to 50 cents for me to start being tempted. Pretend to work. And by the way, Forex Shark has been very active on the Discord server discussing shorts and longs on Bitcoin. Somehow he saw the drop of price coming on Bitcoin last night. It's not a dramatic drop of price, and I think we're still in a relatively bullish trend. So, but there was a quick drop of price last night. I didn't see it coming, but Forex Shark did. Had I read his finance section on our Discord server, I would have known that I should be in a short and not a long. But it doesn't matter to me. I think that the price will rise again. But clever Forex Shark was on a short when that happened, and now he's on a long. So it is. Guy from V says, need more discussion about Nick Fuentes going down in flames. Oh, yeah. I can talk about it. There were posts that have revealed. There was a Twitter account, so that's the evidence for now. A Twitter account showed up and apparently was followed by some of the close friends of Nick and, you know, big people like the Killstream and whoever, e-celebs that gave somehow a standing to this account as being a genuine Nick Fuentes account. Because Nick Fuentes, I'm guessing, being banned from Twitter, has to create these secret accounts with different that are not identified as being from Nick Fuentes. And also Jaden McNeil was following him. So it leads people to believe that this was a genuine Twitter account by Nick Fuentes. And apparently there was an accident with this Twitter account where some image was posted. I haven't reviewed the quality of the evidence, but in essence, some video or some screenshot video of his own cell phone or browser or something like this ended up exposing that Nick Fuentes had a tab open that was basically a very specific type of porn. You know, just like Hunter Biden was creepily specifically interested in lonely widow porn, it seems that Nick Fuentes is specifically interested in trans person sucking a femboy dick. So basically you have to imagine a trans person, so that's probably a male dressed as a female, sucking the dick of a femboy. So a femboy being, you know, these extremely effeminate young men, like Zoomers, like Nick Fuentes is a femboy, like Nick Fuentes and his cat boyfriend. This is what a femboy is. So you have to imagine a male presenting as a female sucking the dick of a Nick Fuentes-like feminine young man. Apparently, there's porn for that degree of specificity. And so I believe that the Twitter account was quickly deleted. And so people ended up saying, you know, this is not a troll. If he deletes it quickly, it looks like this was evidence that Nick Fuentes is actually interested in that kind of porn. So it fed even more into the story. My understanding is that Nick Fuentes denies these allegations and is not, he claims not to be interested in that type of porn. I haven't digged into the solidity of the evidence, but in general, I've not been satisfied that there was a sufficient degree of evidence to find Nick Fuentes guilty of consuming that porn, which is why I've not talked about it. But see, you bring it on the regular chat, I must be responsive to you. Basically, I would laugh my ass off if Nick Fuentes lived a LGBT secret life, given that he stands for a kind of traditionalist Catholic family. I would like this story to be true, but I have not been satisfied that the facts at play here have been supported by a level of evidence that I would give my stamp of approval to it. So that's it. That's why I didn't cover it, because I won't cover a story in which my conclusion is, I don't think so. Dark Urza says, Jeff, that's fake news. Nick posted evidence of the owner of the account scheming to frame him. He might sue the owner as he has the evidence of group chats. Okay, well, I haven't seen that evidence, but again, given that I've not adopted the position that this was a true story, Nick Fuentes can do whatever he wants. He can sue whoever he wants. I don't feel concerned. But I was simply responsive here to the gentleman in the regular chat. Pretend to work somewhere else. Elon Musk says all Tesla employees must return to the office. Elon Musk has an issue with work from home. I get it. You know, remote work works with a lot of stuff. There are some things where remote work, you know, when remote works, it's when you have a standard of expectation and you have the software capable of detecting whether your employee is producing as much as you want. For example, Amazon. If you want to be on the call center on Amazon, that's perfect to do from home, because Amazon will know exactly the number of calls you do. So there's not going to be a time at which you're away from the computer. You're going to be running and running through the calls. And eventually they can assess your productivity at the same level as they could if you were in the brick and mortar location. But I guess for something like Tesla, they're not that much into the whole control of the employee and statistics and you know, evaluating all these things. So I guess that it's more of a problem for Elon Musk. But I would also say to Elon Musk, you know what's going to happen? They're going to feel forced to go to work, and they'll be pretending to work in your office also. You know, there is such a thing as pretending to work in remote work, but there's also such a thing as pretending to work at the office itself. So it's not the full solution. The full solution is have defined expectations about what your employees must produce and check that they do. Forex Shark says, I have something to say about your book, but I will wait until I get some library in my account to make a super chat. Well, okay, but we want to hear it. You know, if it's about the revolutionary phenotype, how about you tell us? Because it's always fun when it's about TRP. So how about you tell us through the regular chat, and you can send your LBC anytime later. You can send your LBC for another question eventually. But we are very curious, and we are counting on you to help me produce some output here for the show. And you can do so by send me your comment on the revolutionary phenotype right now. A Ukrainian official says about 80% of Severodonetsk is occupied by Russian forces. Well, it looks like the resistance is getting smaller and smaller. What do we have in terms of the developments of the war? We've seen some missiles being sent toward the Ukraine. About 8 missiles, they say. See, Cloud Warmer says, write your shit in the regular chat and I'll donate on your behalf. So there you go. You have the LBC problem solved. You have just borrowed LBC from Cloud Warmer. I'm sure that Forex Shark will be excited about this because he's all into these crypto borrowing and farming and yield farming strategies. And so what else do we have in terms of... Oh, this is a Russian attack on a village. We see some... I think that's phosphorus. Fire-inducing ammunition. Wherever it falls, it creates a fire if there's anything that that can burn where it is targeted. We've seen some residential buildings being targeted in Mykolaiv by Russian artillery. We have seen a lot of donation of equipments going toward Ukraine by the West. Here, the United States will sell 4 Grey Eagle drones to Ukraine, which can be armed with Hellfire missiles. Ukraine will buy about 60 Polish self-propelled artillery howitzers, AHS Crab, in addition to those 18 that Poland has already transferred. So we're starting to see all that money flow from the US is converting into actual purchases of equipment. Here we can see the work of one of the units operating in the south, destroying Russian equipment. So it looks like a bomb is kind of dropped in a gravity manner. It doesn't look like a propelled bomb. It looks like it's just dropped from the sky. And boom, the Russian tank explodes. So that was from the... Yeah, they were playing music, but I have to censor the music. I don't want to feature copyright music. The UK plans to transfer MLRS, multiple rocket launcher systems. So lots of equipment making it into Ukraine. And what else do we have? Well, that's pretty much it. There are also waves of tank and artillery being pulled toward the Donbass by the Ukraine forces. Here's a video of it happening. Of course, that's kind of propaganda on the side of the Ukrainians, but it shows some tanks advancing toward Donbass region. So yes, it seems that Russia is winning on Severodonetsk. Meanwhile, the Ukrainians are getting ready to form a boundary and probably keep the Russians there, keep the Russians from progressing outside of basically the initial desires of Vladimir Putin, which was DPR and LPR. And Vladimir Putin, on top of these two initial targets, has been successful at making the land bridge to Crimea and keeping it. All right, so we have the interposed super chat, funded by Cloudwarmer, but stated by Forex Shark. Forex Shark says, I just wanted to say that I finally got a chance to read your book after watching you for years. I found it absolutely interesting and worth reading. I would encourage anyone who has been watching you to take the time and read it. Yeah, it's amazing that you've been a old schooler of this show. You've been around, you've been watching me, and sometimes people are just watching my videos, but they haven't dug into the revolutionary phenotype. And the fact is that the revolutionary phenotype will reveal to you a totally different aspect of my personality. Although Forex Shark has actually experienced the book based on what he has told me in DM. He has experienced the book as conversational. And I hadn't realized, but he's right. I wrote this book a little bit like, hey, let's chill, let's have a discussion. Oh, you see this? Well, this cannot be, so this must happen. Yeah, I wrote the book in a conversational manner, that is true. From the video culture that I come from, the TV culture that I come from. But you'll hear me talk about a very specific subject that is very important, and where the commenting on the everyday news that I do on this show is very different from just how important the revolutionary phenotype is. So, and yes, people are still talking to me about the revolutionary phenotype. We are in the summer, so what I see is a drop in sales. There's not much sales during the summer. But this actually confirms to me that we're probably selling books to young university students, because whenever the fall starts, I see a rise, and then when the summer comes, I see a drop. So I think that there's people discussing the revolutionary phenotype in underground chat rooms of the biology classes, and I think that the coming in and out of the university has an influence on the sales. So yes, it's all good. I can take the whole summer without sales, and that's okay, or with lower sales. But we have to keep pushing it. I was contacted by DM by someone in French who was trying to convince a transhumanist that they should read the revolutionary phenotype. And he was saying, there's no way to convince him. He's like, what kind of references are in this book? I'm only interested if this book quotes certain references. And it's like, when you're confronted with someone like this, when you tell them, look, there's a valid scientific argument, an original one in this book. You can get it for really cheap, and you won't buy it. And I'm telling you, it's directly related to your field. When you're faced with someone who's like, oh, but what about the references? Does it quote people that I'm habituated to read? Forget it. These people are totally lost, and it's the majority of humanity. They are not on a quest for the search for truth, and that's so, it's so discouraging. But I knew it. I knew it when I wrote the book, so I kind of wrote the book as an act of bravado against this crap, against people who won't believe an argument until it has some references, or it's attached to some university status or whatever. I precisely wrote this book the way I did, and with like me not bragging at all about being a doctor. You won't see a title of PhD in there. And there is a reason why I wanted to write it that way. It's because I wanted to see how long does it take if you drop just solid truth on the public space? How long does it take before it gets accepted without the force of authority, without the force of academia, without any other force than the truth itself? We'll have our answers soon. Landolt Guntram says, Ukrainians lost many soldiers recently, perhaps 100 or more. Still, many more injured and some captured when trying a relief push in the Kherson region. Yes, they are they are at the interface in the Kherson region trying to push. And at the same time, we are seeing also some bombardments remaining around Kharkiv. So somehow, despite the fact that Russian withdrew from Kharkiv, they've lost some gain grounds. They are still interested at shooting the place from afar. That is it for tonight, boys. Thank you so much for all of you who are supporting the show through Patreon and Subscribestar. We'll be scheduling our Patreon private hangout soon, so if you want to be part of it, join the Patreon at the $20 level or the Subscribestar at the same level. Much love. See you all tomorrow. Thank you.